Welcome to The V-Word, recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. I'm your host, Carol Olson, and today I'm sitting here with Avery Evans to talk about the men's perspective on violence against women.
Hey, Carol, how you doing this morning?
Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
What do you think men's role is in advocating to end violence against women?
I think men's role should be 100% to be against it. I feel like when certain instances where men kind of indirectly encourage violence against women or misogyny. And I don't know if it's like from older cultured roles that men have from over time. And I think that as a whole, men should try to advocate for not protection, but like looking out and support for women.
And being an ally or in engaging other men, how would you talk to or engage other men and help them understand the negative impact of misogyny?
Sometimes that can be hard because I feel like I said earlier, it's like a ingrained societal thing, I think, from what I've experienced. I've been around and seen, like, if you're trying to get with a girl, see if you could take a girl, not that I've done that, but like a lot of guys will say, oh, get a girl drunk if you want to do something sexual with her later on tonight. And I've even had heard girls tell men that's what you need to do. Women say that. And I'm like, huh? Why would you tell a man to do that with a woman? Like me, I play it safe. If I don't like dealing with someone who's not fully there, drunk or whatever, that's just not cool. I feel like I'm taking advantage. And the main thing is people need to kind of put themselves in that same position. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. I always do stuff based on how I feel I would want to be treated. And I feel like sometimes people don't do that a lot. It's just so people have self-serving motives. And I've been through certain things that I don't identify with the abuse. I go against the abuse, if you get what I mean. Everyone's going to have, you're going to have moments where people treat you kind of bad and you don't like it. Some people, I feel like, because they've been crapped on so much by the world or certain things have happened, they're like, well, I'm going to do the same thing back. Or they have other things going on. Or they might have witnessed certain things or been in a certain environment and think that's the way it's supposed to be. But first, you got to sit there and say for self, how would you want to be treated? And I think that's the main key first. When you have self-respect for yourself, then you also have self-respect for other people. Because if you try to tell somebody who don't have self-respect for themselves to go respect women or just respect anyone, it's probably difficult for them because they don't have respect for themselves. I think that's the first step. Once you reach that first step, then it's about respect for your fellow person, you know? And I feel like women are a different case than men. I mean, not that I'm saying men don't get mistreated, but women, I'm not trying to paint them like they always need a protector, but women are just a different case. And then for me, I grew up in a very female-dominated family, so I feel different. My mom is one out of six girls out of nine kids, so six girls, three boys. I was the first boy in my grandparents' grandkids, but the rest was mostly girls. You're probably counting like double digits, like 12 or maybe it's probably like 12, close to 15. And only like four boys.
If you see incidents of the scene in the bar you described of trying to get somebody drunk to have sex with them, how can you as a bystander interrupt that scene?
Well, I'm in the military and we actually have classes about that.
Good.
You have the separate method where you go up and try to, if you're like with friends and you see a guy try to, or an individual try to do something with a girl, like separate her off, and you might think it's a leery feeling, the separate method, or you do like, I think they call it the direct method, where you approach the guy like, yo, that's not cool, or you get the like the bartender involved with it. That's the three methods I remember from the training, because we get training on this in the military. The crazy part is sometimes when you tell people stuff like that, person, they might get mad because they actually want something to go down, or even though that person could possibly be having a sketchy. You know how some people have like a creepy feeling to them? Some of them you could just tell when you see them, like, yo, there is up to no good with this person. And sometimes other people, you know, the victim or the prospective victim, they might be wanting attention or they just want something. And they'll look past all that and still want to try to hang out with them. And you might have to deal with them getting mad at you for stopping that, you know. But I've had some slight situations like that. And at the end of the day, I could care less because it's like I'm looking out for you to make sure you're good. And I'm not reading about something in the newspaper or the news later. And then I would be feeling like crap because I said I didn't say anything. I try to live without regrets. So if my gut feeling says this is a wrong situation, I'm going to confront or try to prevent something.
What do you think are ways that men can learn more if they want to seek information, if they want to address their own behavior? What's a good resource for them?
One at the ground roots, I think men that know how to action properly should serve as examples and role models and kind of speak to youth and catch them young, because sometimes once they get into, I feel like people, once they get to a certain cycle of doing stuff, it's harder to break if it's been a long time. So try to catch young men, young and women, and teaching them about respect and having talks about respecting yourself and respecting women and others too. I think men should talk to women more. Just talk. I mean, in college, I used to talk to girls a lot because I went to an all-boys school, so I was like playing catch-up. So I would just talk and listen. I've always been a good listener, even when I was little. And women would tell me certain stuff, and I'd be like, gosh, you know? And I just was like, I don't want to be that dude. Not that I was trying to be like a superhero, but the stories that they told me, I'm like, I don't want to make a woman feel that way, you know? But the weird part is, some of the women who tell me these stories, that same person that might have made them feel uncomfortable, you look up, that's the same person they end up dating and doing stuff with, and then you'd be like, huh? I'm confused. So I think you just have to have a strict moral code and stick to it. Maybe go to, I know they probably have some seminars or meetings probably out there that men could go to, and I think women should go to it too, because like I said, I've had women say, oh, you know, they'll put out some slightly misogynistic advice as well. And you're like, whoa. So it's not just the men that I feel need to be educated at times. Women, and when I say women and men, I'm not trying to generalize and say all those who applies to. And even someone who has their stuff kind of straight and treats people well might need to still go sometimes and maybe get trained or get your knives sharpened just to make sure you're good.
Thanks for coming on the show, Avery.
No problem, Carol.
You've listened to The V-Word, recorded here in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. And you can hear the rest of this episode on the blog. For more information or to hear past episodes, please go to thevword.org. And to learn more about independent radio, volunteer, or donate, please go to WRAR.org.